Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen to it every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
And thank you to our friends at Tropical Smoothie Cafe and their new jerk chicken quesadilla, made to order with fresh, flavorful ingredients and perfect with any of the smoothies. Tropical Smoothie Cafe, eat better, feel better. And thank you also to Centennial Toyota for the custom Chet Buchanan Show shirts. Kayla has checked both of those off of her list.
Yes.
She has checked, as has little Jess. Double checked?
Triple checked.
Mm-hmm.
Because I checked Jess's checks,
thank
so
you, Jess.
Triple checked,
all
yeah.
Checked. Thank you, Jess. Okay. Why won't you talk to me today?
What do you mean?
Like, I say stuff to you. You don't talk to me.
Oh, sorry.
Are you mad?
Sometimes I don't have my mic on, so I don't know whether to give you a response or not.
All right.
I think you should just start talking all the time just to see what happens.
Well, yeah, it's a big deal. So, a discussion has busted out here on the show that, let me ask you this, is hand holding a big deal?
Hand holding's very intimate. Yeah, it's very intimate.
It's more intimate than kissing in many ways.
How?
For you?
Yeah. Well, because like in a new relationship, I think holding hands is more of a we're together as boyfriend, girlfriend, more so than even kissing.
Oh, I'll get that. I get that. Yeah, because kissing, you can just make out with anyone. It's fine. Like if I get drunk at a bar, I'll make
right.
out with someone.
You don't just hold hands with just anybody.
We've heard.
It's a really big point of contention in my relationship. So, no, I just think hand-holding is super, super intimate. It's really, like Spence says, it's establishing a relationship, and you're saying to the world, because it's a public display of affection, you're telling the world that this is who you're claiming.
Man, but that's a higher level than kissing.
I think so.
See, because I know where we're going with this discussion. I don't want to jump in and burn the people that are in this. But I want to compare the two situations.
No, go.
Okay, so Liam Hemsworth was spotted holding hands with a girl in New York City who turns out to be another actress. The thing is, it's been a couple of months now since he split with Miley.
Sure.
Miley's been out there making out with everyone.
Yeah, I love Cody Simpson. You sucker. We're very happy together. She was just very happy 3 weeks ago, bro. Yeah.
With Caitlin Carter.
Yeah.
And then 3 weeks before that, with Liam Hemsworth.
Right. So slow down with the we're very happy thing.
Enjoy it.
Like you think you're the last one. Honestly, Cody Simpson right now thinks he's happily ever after.
Yeah.
And Miley is happily right now.
Meantime, in the wings, Jesse McCartney is waiting for his chance.
No, Jesse McCartney's engaged. Don't drag that god.
I would just
Miley?
Yeah.
Does Cody Simpson? No.
Apparently not.
Here's my thing. In this situation, especially, too, Miley has watered down the kiss. She does not care about the kiss. She will make out with her pig, her
sure.
pet pig,
no,
if she
fine.
Had the option. Liam has now established a relationship with a girl by holding hands with her only in public
really?
And being photographed. I think it's so much more intimate than what
so
Miley's
holding
doing.
Holding hands, so what?
You don't see him doing that with anyone else. They walked hand in hand and had lunch together. It's not like you and I are walking and having lunch together and holding hands, Chet.
No, but we're not like that.
Yeah, but he's also not like that, too. So that's the reason he's established.
You know, what do you know what he's like?
What
do you know what he's like?
When they broke up, he went on two dates with a girl.
Right, but how do you know what that means with the hand-holding? All we know about this is is from pictures.
Exactly. So all we can know is he doesn't do this all the time. I can only go based on what he doesn't do. So this is out of the norm.
I think
for
you're
him.
Okay, you are someone who always says intent is everything.
Yes.
How can you legislate intent? You don't know that. You're guessing. Because you're saying all we know
based
is
based on his previous action, though.
But you don't have what you know from TMZ.
Exactly. Well, maybe
which is nothing.
Exactly. You proved my point. There is nothing on TMZ about him holding hands with somebody else, so this is a very rare occasion.
There's nothing on TMZ about him not holding hands either.
Yeah. It's a good point. I don't know how you want me to argue that. I mean, it's a good point.
I don't want you to argue it. I want you to agree with me because I'm right. That's what I want you to do. Is to understand that. So anyway, the question, I think we're on two different wavelengths right now. So number one is holding hands is a big deal. If you're going to hold hands with somebody in public, you're saying that Spence, that's a declaration.
That is a declaration. You are claiming that person.
On both sides.
On both sides.
Yeah, not he's claiming her.
No, she is claiming him. Yeah, claiming him as well.
But I mean, and just regular walking around people.
Yeah.
It's that you're claiming a relationship if you hold hands.
Like on a first date, I would never hold someone's hand.
But doesn't your, really?
No. Never.
You would kiss them first before you would hold hands.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Holding hands, as far as that part, that's what I was talking about with this because it's so new with Liam and I guess her name is Madison. Is that this is a big deal, holding hands. That's a big deal.
It's holding, I'm honestly, you know what button I'm staring at right now. you know which one I'm looking at. I'm sorry, what did that sound like again?
Doo-doo. Okay. I guess it is a howl though, isn't it? Sorry.
I got it though, I'll hit this. Lil Jess, is holding hands that big a deal?
Yeah, it is. I agree with Spence. I wouldn't hold some guy's hand on the first date.
That's something to me.
Yeah.
You get you hold hands with your wife all the time. Do you get butterflies when you hold hands with her?
Why are you putting my relationship into question?
No.
Why are you trying to get me in trouble?
Because that's how it is.
Yes, I do, honey. Every single time I get butterflies, just the same as you do.
Do you
get butterflies when you hold buddies?
Because it's a very intimate thing. And we're not PDA people. We aren't. So, we don't hold hands in public that often. So, I get butterflies when that happens. So that's for me. Why?
But that's because you're afraid one of your other boyfriends is going to see you.
No, but I
got to blow up my spot, bro.
I feel her on that because if a guy reached out and grabbed my hand, which a guy did not too long ago, oh my God, my heart dropped and I was like, this is it, this is it.
You know why though? Because it's a sign of intimacy that they
feel.
Yeah.
Yes. It is.
Okay, I'm excited about this now. So kissing comes first. You're okay with kissing first?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, hold on. Is that kissing PDA, public kissing?
Like a kiss goodnight, I think is...
But is everyone around? Because we're talking about holding hands with other people around.
Okay. Kissing with no one around. Sneaky. Because you know you're wrong. And I'm not saying, I'm not making judgment.
Okay,
It's so much... It's so right that you're so wrong. Because you're sneaking it. You don't want no one to know yet.
Kisses.
You're just... It's all about you and your... loins. You know, and you're all, you know what I mean? So you make it okay. So the non-public makeout comes first. What are the stages?
Private.
What are the stages? Non-public makeout. I'm gonna jump right into it. Hook up, and you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I find the hookup is less intimate than holding hands.
Right. Okay. So hookup that nobody knows about.
Because that's just like hot. That's just hot at that point.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
We gotta get going on this or we'll never get it through. So kissing, secret hookup, then hold hands.
Yeah, and you can have a slight goodnight kiss in public, and that's still not as intimate as holding hands, in my opinion. Making out in public, I don't know why you do that. But.
Yeah. But public kiss?
Public kiss, is it more intimate? I'm sorry, I got lost.
Exactly. How does the chain go?
Private
secret,
kissing?
Hang on. Secret kiss, then secret...
Hookup.
Hookup.
Secret hookup. You understand when we're talking hookup, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Then public kiss.
Okay, wait. Do we agree with that, though? Then public kiss?
Yeah.
Okay, then public kiss, then public hold hands.
Then public hold hands. Yeah.
And then public hold hands. And then
babies.
Yeah. Well, and then. No. But then doing it, and people know you're doing it.
People know you're doing it.
Then you're telling
people that we did it.
Yeah.
Like they stayed over.
Locking fingers, like that's like putting a ring on it.
No kidding.
In the dating world,
I really,
for me.
And See, and there's two versions of that. Like, I love to hold hands with my wife. We always hold hands. Always do. But I have no, early on, even though it's been 4,000 years since I've dated, but I don't know that that would be that big a deal to me, I guess. I don't know.
You don't realize how like hot your hand holding is with your wife, though. I weirdly enough have a photo of Chet and his wife holding hands at NASCAR, and it's probably the most adorable photo I have ever taken. It is very sweet. Which I know that sounds very weird.
And Kayla's hot.
That's the weird part.
Kayla's a creeper, and that's fine.
And her idea of hot is not.
That doesn't even click the scales for me and Jess.
And public makeout, never acceptable.
Never acceptable. Like,
honestly, public makeout, yuck.
Unless you're on a Greyhound bus, then it's perfect.
Greyhound bus, good. Junior high, also.
Yes. Also fine.
In the lockers.
In the lockers only.
The mall. No one goes to the mall.
Right, exactly.
No one goes to the mall. Okay, well, I think we've covered it then.
Yeah.
I think we've solved this. You're welcome, America. Thank you for listening to 98.5 KLUC.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I just saw you with me out there.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! I'm sorry, I was focused on the order in which relationships are supposed to move as determined by the Chet Buchanan Show.
According to us.
Secret kiss, secret hookup, public kiss. Wait, where does holding hands come in?
After public kiss.
After public kiss.
Yeah.
Public kiss, but not, no tongue.
No making out.
No make out. Public kiss, no make out. Public make out, never good. But hold hands comes after public kiss. Wow. And then what did we blow right by?
Lil Jess just said that she recently held hands with a guy.
Kayla!
Actually, you got ratted out on social media.
On social media, yeah.
Yeah, I know. You got ratted out on social media.
Who, Uber RJ?
Only because he's jealous.
Yeah, he wants to hold that hand.
There was another one. But tell us, when did this happen?
It actually wasn't recently. It was a few months ago.
Whatever, liar.
And I can't remember. I can't remember now that you're asking me about it. No,
liar!
No, no. He was leading me through the crowd.
And I'm not kidding. I'm sitting with my feet up on the counter and my coffee because I want to hear all of the dirt.
Crowd, so you were at a concert?
Kayla!
No, that's fair. When was this? Last weekend?
No, it was actually like 3 months ago.
Last weekend was it? Don't try to give me this 3 month stuff, liar.
It's not serious. You're going nowhere.
Him?
No. We never had an us.
You've been with a guy for 3 months?
No.
You said it gave you butterflies.
You already know. It did. It was a nice feeling. I miss those feelings.
Wait,
of
I missed part
love.
Of that. What was the nice feeling?
Crossing my fingers with his.
Ooh.
He led me through the crowd and I felt.
I will say this. On a date in a crowded place, like you're at a festival or something like that, I think it's appropriate, even on a first date, to hold hands as far as trying to stay together
steer.
But sure. He crossed fingers with me.
That's different.
And I get it.
It is.
That says hello.
I get it. But I am a hand holder. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. I will shake hands and I will not with dudes. Obviously. I will hold your hand and talk to you. And I know that sometimes that makes people uncomfortable. It happened the other night. But I wanted somebody to know how much I appreciated them and what they did and and the way that they made an impact on this community. And it was funny because it was very public. And I'm holding their hand. And we're looking into each other's eyes. And, in this moment, this is a very powerful moment. And all of a sudden, you could tell that they realized that I was holding their hand. And it made them very uncomfortable.
Oh,
and
funny.
So they pulled their hand away. They just kind of pulled their hand away. And then I was like, oh, too far. I was like, it's too much.
I held
so you
on
get
too
wrapped
long.
Up in conversation. Yeah. And then you get, like, involved. Something like that is so comfortable. Like, it's so comforting. I think it's the smartest move you could ever do is make and just hold someone's hand.
But I don't know. But see, that's the funny thing. I don't know that, I guess I know the difference of whether I'm in a relationship or not. And so it can, there's, for me, there's casual hand holding. And then there's hand holding.
Yeah. And there's a difference there also with a hug, which is another way of doing it. You can stay too long in the hug. You've got to be very careful in the hug.
Sure.
You can grip and then release. You can't grip and hold.
Well, you can. You can, but you have to be ready for that to be not welcome.
Yes. And just a tip for the guys, if she pulls her hand away after you grab it, don't panic. There are really some women who do not like PDA. So it's a good move, but know your lady first.
Yeah, but you know what? Also, don't panic or do panic. And just get the you know what I mean? And just get the hell out. Because because if you two aren't compatible in that way.
True.
Hand-holding, I don't like PDA. That's not to knock it. That's not to knock it because everybody's different. But maybe, you know, you're never going to be happy because you're like, I just want to hold your damn hand.
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.